This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where a great problem for this great nation is the problem of inflation. In fact, according to all of the polling, Americans think it is the biggest threat to our national future, our national security, and to their personal advancement. You feel the inflation. I feel the inflation. Anybody who goes to the grocery store or certainly the gas station feels the inflation. And it's the highest it's been in 40 years. I mean, it's pretty amazing. So what is the answer for that? We have Grover Norquist to provide a conservative perspective and the liberal perspective provided by the distinguished majority leader of the U.S. Senate, Chuck Schumer, Democrat, New York. Here's what he said yesterday. We played this for you, but just so that Grover himself, who's listening, can actually digest the wisdom of the senior senator from New York, Chuck Schumer.
If you want to get rid of inflation, the only way to do it is to undo a lot of the Trump tax cuts and raise rates. No Republican is ever going to do that. So the only way to get rid of inflation is through reconciliation.
Grover Norquist, so get rid of the Trump tax cuts, that's the best way to end inflation?
That's an interesting one. That was what Richard Nixon did when he raised the corporate and individual income tax in 69, which came at about the same time as the explosion of inflation back then. Ronald Reagan, when he was getting Jimmy Carter's inflation, which is 10, 11, 12%, going into when he was elected. They both reduced the growth of the money supply, which gives you a recession, so that it contracted, but then they turned around and cut taxes so that the recession was deep but short, and by 1983, we created 4 million new jobs, and inflation was down 2, 3, 4% from 12%. So it's counterfactual in recent American history. There's also no theory in the universe of economics that would suggest that reducing taxes and increasing production would make goods and services more expensive. It actually runs the other way.
Uh-huh. So, but again, this idea of taking away money from circulation by taxing it and then spending even more of it. Why couldn't that work? If you can just explain to people in terms that I think everybody can understand, why is that clearly not going to work to lower inflation rates?
Inflation is caused by printing too much money. In the last year, we've increased the money supply, the amount of money printed. It's as if you had very active counterfeiters out there printing more money. After a while, when people realized what was happening, they would bid the prices of everything up because there was more dollars flowing into the same number of products and services and goods. That's what inflation is. There are also spikes in prices, say, in energy if you stop drilling for oil or if you shut down pipelines and these sorts of things. Or you have 11 tax increases on energy being promoted by the Biden administration. When they talk about raising taxes, 11 of those taxes are going to make your gasoline more expensive, and yet Schumer looks you in the eye and says this will solve your inflation problem. The other taxes they're looking at, taking the corporate income tax up to 28% plus the average of five locals, that's 32% in the state as well as federal. That's higher than China's. That's higher than Europe. European average 19, China's at 25. We'd be up at 32. And having the highest business tax in the world would make our goods and services less competitive. It would certainly not reduce the cost of goods and services. It increases the cost of goods and services because you have this additional cost laid on top of it, the higher tax rate. But all I can say for Schumer is this is not too much more stupid than transitory. Putin did it by starting a war 9-10 months after the inflation started. It's going to be over by December. December, by the way, was 4 or 5 months ago. They're throwing stuff up against the wall and seeing if it sticks. This won't, but it gets them a headline for a day. And I suppose if you're one of the, 40% diehard Biden fans or 39 or whatever it is this week, perhaps you buy this argument until they come up with a new one.
And let's come up with a new and better one. What should Republicans run on? The American people clearly want inflation tackled. Other than more pressure from the Federal Reserve, is there something that Republicans could offer in a newly Republican-controlled Congress?
Sure. You could do what Republicans have been talking about for a number of years, and that is to end the taxation on inflation from capital gains. So when your house appreciates in value or land or your 401k IRA appreciates, you would tax the real growth in your savings, not the inflation. When people sell stocks and bonds, about 40% of that's actually inflation they're paying taxes on. Stop taxing inflation would, one, stop making it so painful. There's still 16 states that haven't indexed the rate, the brackets for the income taxes. Federal government did under Reagan, and another about 20 states indexed them as well, but 16 states haven't. Those states need to index them so you don't get pushed into higher tax brackets simply because of inflation. These are all steps. But then there's, how do you drop the cost of goods and services? Make energy less expensive. Stop taxing it. Don't pass the Biden tax cuts, tax increases. If they pass, then repeal the Biden tax increases on people's energy. Reduce some of those regulations which delay the ability to drill for oil, to get permits for oil, the oil and natural gas that get the pipelines built. Remember how we all panicked when the Russians were bothering for 2 weeks one of our pipelines? Well, Biden destroyed one of the pipelines. Not just fiddled with it for 2 weeks. Biden did that, not Putin. Biden stopped doing those sorts of things, which all raise the cost of living. There's a number of things one can do. Most of them are stop spending so much money, stop printing more money, and then reduce those taxes that increase the cost of everything we buy.
There is a piece in the Washington Examiner that cites IRS data showing that the Trump tax cuts benefited taxpayers in every bracket. But as you well know, and it's something you talk about all the time, the taxpayers who benefited most were people in the bottom 20%, the lowest 20%, who saw their overall share of the total federal tax burden, not just income taxes, fall from 13% to 12.5%.
I'd go even further. The biggest beneficiaries were the people who had no jobs, with zero income, and now are making $20,000 or $30,000 a year. I mean, they weren't taxpayers because they weren't earning anything before. So the biggest win is jobs. More jobs were created. More people went to work. And, yes, the lower-income Americans, their wages went up faster as on a percentage basis than people in the highest brackets. And their taxes went down more. So it was win-win. More money because of more growth. And unlike this last year where inflation ate up every penny of the average person's higher wages and you people were poorer at the end of this year in terms of real dollar value, during the Trump recovery, the tax cuts that gave us growth, you didn't have high inflation and you did have real wage increases.
And let us have more of them. We will post information from Americans for Tax Reform on our website. Grover Norquist, thank you always, and I look forward to seeing you at Road to a Majority coming up. And more coming up on the Medved Show about divisions that are necessary and sometimes not helpful. That coming up on the Medved Show. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Michael Medved Show, there are divisions and there are divisions. Some divisions are necessary. They are a matter of conscience. Some divisions end up being a matter of strategy, and it's usually a strategy that doesn't work for the faction or the party or the political organization dividing. We will get to that in just a moment. First I want to do, because it relates pretty directly to what we're talking about with Grover Norquist, our tweet of the day.
Front page now, to the internet. I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
And the tweet of the day is from Andrew Sullivan, and it's very simple, it's very direct, it has the all the virtues that Twitter can convey, and no, Twitter isn't necessarily going to be a deep swamp of evil information or even low-level discussion under Elon Musk. We'll see about how that works out. Andrew Sullivan tweets, negative growth and soaring inflation in the first quarter. The last time the Dems delivered that, we got Reagan. And yes, President Reagan went on to change the country in the right direction. Right now, there's another piece speculating on the same thing by Karl Rove, writing today in the Journal. He has a piece, How Badly Will the Democrats Lose? And the answer is, chances are they'll lose very badly. Even Democratic strategists now admit the midterms will be disastrous for their party, writes Karl Rove. It's going to be a terrible cycle for Democrats, Doug Sosnick, one of the party's grand strategists, recently told the New York Times. The question is how big the calamity will be, a freeway pileup, Category 5 hurricane, or Krakatoa with all the attendant consequences. And Krakatoa, the biggest volcanic eruption, tidal wave, it was bad. So he's saying Krakatoa, Rotoa. He says, my view is that no better, build back better iteration is likely to pass, but more military aid to Ukraine probably will. So will something on China, a bill funding various COVID-related purposes, some appropriations for the coming year, but not a budget, and odds and ends, but nothing that moves the needle politically. What he's saying is that the Democrats are very unlikely to do something that can actually help them as candidates for re-election in this session of Congress. Does the war in Ukraine create a rally around the flag effect for the president's party, like JFK got after the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis? The proximity of its resolution to the midterms allowed JFK's Democrats to hold their House losses to just 4 seats and to gain 4 in the Senate. There's been no sign of this happening for President Biden so far, and I'm doubtful it will. I think that's true, and partially it is because we've had a chance for both parties to show their support for Ukraine and to show their support for turning back the Russian threat. And that means that, look, if people like Madison Cawthorn and Marjorie Taylor Greene were allowed to be spokespeople for the Republican Party on the issue of Ukraine, I do think the Ukraine war could turn people toward the Democrats, but they're not. And when you talk about Mitch McConnell, and we should, and you talk about Kevin McCarthy, who is likely to be the next speaker, they have been solid on this issue and have not played cheap politics with it, but have looked to the national interest and looked to the necessity for Ukraine to prevail. And then Karl Rove goes on and says, does inflation decline appreciably, or will wages rise faster than prices? Either would soften the electoral blow for Democrats. I'm not an economist, but I can't see how inflation could fall dramatically by November. So 6 months from now. Mr. Biden spent too much on his American Rescue Plan, and the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve waited too long to act, as if inflation would dissipate on its own. And the Republicans said time and time again that wouldn't work, but it's all you heard from the Biden administration. Will the economy be slowing or booming by midterms? I say almost surely it'll be slowing as the Fed finally starts trying to wring this not-so-transitory inflation out of the system. Now, there is this, and it's very important to think about for at least a moment, which is Democrats believe that if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade in the new Mississippi case, Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, it will ignite a surge in Democratic turnout, maybe. But what if the court instead, and I think that Karl Rove is right, this is much more likely, allows states to ban abortion only after 15 weeks? This might not cause the stir Democrats need. A recent survey by this paper found that 48% of voters support a 15-week abortion ban, while 44% oppose it. What he means is a ban on abortions after 15 weeks. Not exactly a big winner for Democrats. And I do think usually when people are banking on the end of the world, something that is going to change things all in one bite, it doesn't work. They're going to be disappointed. And he says, while some of these scenarios may happen in some form, there's little chance that they'll add up to a material improvement in the Democratic Party's position this fall. When Democratic strategists go on the record acknowledging how bad the midterm prospects are for their party, you can safely assume they face a shellacking. The recriminations and finger-pointing have already begun. And there's this. They're not even united on the one issue that is supposed to unite them, which is guns, right? Democrats are supposed to be ready to exploit bans on guns. Headline, Democrats split on a capital gun ban. Congressional Democrats are feuding with each other over whether to bar lawmakers from carrying firearms on the Capitol grounds. With House leaders pressing to make the complex gun-free, the top senators in the Democratic Party resisting the move. House Democrats have been pressing for the gun ban since the violent storming of the Capitol on January 6th. This week, gun charges against Representative Madison Cawthorn, Republican of North Carolina, the second such charge for the first time lawmaker, added urgency to the issue. Yeah, but he was trying to take a loaded gun onto an airplane for the second time. That's different from having a gun in your Capitol Hill office. Why should that be outlawed? Democrats don't even agree on this. What about Republican disagreements, and how do you handle them? We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is meeting with several small business owners to talk about the state of the economy for small businesses. The president once again criticizing the Republicans' tax plan and the impact it could have on small businesses.
Republican plan led by Senator Rick Scott of Florida, chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee, would tax half of our small business owners an extra $1,200 a year on average. Not only do they oppose making big corporations pay their fair share, they want middle-class families and small business owners to pay more.
The senator defending his plan, telling an audience at a Heritage Foundation event last month, Democrats are lying about the plan. menthol cigarettes may soon be banned by the FDA, the agency hoping the banning of the product will help more smokers quit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, just to put your mind at rest, lawmakers are already prohibited from carrying guns onto the floor of the House or the Senate or into other select rooms where they are holding committee hearings, for instance, that not. But they may carry them to and in their offices. One Colorado Republican, Representative Ken Buck, likes to show off the AR-15 that he keeps in his Capitol Hill office. And remember that a lot of these representatives, Republicans and Democrats, possess concealed carry permits where they live. Now, that's not accessible to people in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. has some of the toughest gun laws around. But why the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi right now are trying to push for this total gun ban on Capitol Hill? One of the remarkable things about January 6th, and one of the things that you have to be very thankful to God Almighty for, was that most of the people who invaded the Capitol, and this is not to justify what they did, it's not to excuse it, it's not in any way to say, oh, it wasn't that bad, it was horrible. And there are 140 cops who were injured seriously, some of them very seriously, by the fighting that went on. But that fighting was not gunfights. And if those people had been carrying more of the demonstrators, what could have happened could have involved hundreds of casualties. It could have been much, much more serious than it was. And that's why it seems to me that one of the worst tendencies in American politics, and you see it very, very much on the left and to an increasing extent, I'm afraid, on the right, which is just gestural politics, just favoring things like this gun ban on Capitol Hill. There has not been an upsurge in firearms violations or gun violence on Capitol Hill. They're not shooting at each other. Okay, maybe rhetorically they are. But this idea that the Democrats are going to pick this up in an election year and try to hold on to their House majority by claiming we have to ban firearms in the Capitol, to date, Democrats in the Senate, who count several fervent gun rights advocates in their ranks, have not expressed the same concerns as House members have about lawmakers bringing guns onto the floor. There are no metal detectors posted at the entrances of the chamber. By contrast, after the January 6th attack, House officials imposed a rule requiring all members to pass through magnetometers to enter the chamber where guns are prohibited. At least 8 members of Congress have been fined for violating the rule, which carries a penalty of $5,000, followed by $10,000 for subsequent violations, though most of their cases have been dismissed on appeal. Members of Congress are also prohibited from carrying firearms in certain rooms of the complex, including lobbies near the chamber, cloakrooms, the Marble Room of the Senate, and the Rayburn Room of the House. What is the point here? I do not understand this. Nancy Pelosi says the current policy serves no purpose but to endanger workers, staff, press, visitors, and members across the Capitol complex. That's what her spokesperson, Drew Hamill, said. She has long said that she supported altering the rules to make the Capitol complex completely gun-free. This is absurd. What does it mean? What are they trying to stop? When was the last time someone came onto the Capitol complex? And when you go into the Capitol and you're a private citizen, you do go through a metal detector, and that's appropriate. But to say that people who are members of Congress, this is an absurdity. Let me go to Ray in Mukilteo, Washington. Ray, you're on the Michael Medved show.
Well, Michael, you know, there has been people show up to the Capitol armed, and they have nothing to do with Trump supporters or pro-America supporters, but they have shown up and been armed, and there have been potentially violent situations at the Capitol that the media and you, ironically, don't talk about. But I want to...
What are they? What are these attacks by armed mobs or armed individuals on the Capitol that we don't talk about? When did they occur?
I didn't say mob, Michael, although at Trump's inauguration, Antifa was mobbing people there and lighting vehicles on fire and committing violence against people that were showing up for Trump's inauguration.
Okay, we're not now talking about the Capitol building. I don't understand, and it's very irresponsible to talk about a problem with firearms violence on Capitol Hill. It didn't happen on January 6th, as I said. I don't believe that there's even a single one of the literally thousands of demonstrators who were running at the Capitol building and going at it and briefly occupying it. No one is in trouble for discharging a firearm, and it didn't happen. So the whole, what I'm saying is that the whole idea here is it is a purely political stunt. It's a huge argument that's dividing Democrats, certainly dividing the Congress in general. It's never going to pass based on nothing other than some people just have an idea in their mind that guns equals bad. Therefore, it's better that we make the Capitol building of the United States a gun-free zone. Do you favor making it a gun-free zone?
Do I? No, yeah. Absolutely. Think about it. You have the New York Times a couple of years ago giving the location of the Republican softball practice game, and this guy from Indiana, this Bernie Democrat loony guy, showed up and started shooting at Republican lawmakers. So, no, fortunately, there were armed security there with them that put that guy, you know, took him out of being a threat.
Well, they saved lives. I mean, there's no question those two heroic Capitol Hill cops were heroic. So again, the idea that you need some kind of ban of firearms in the Capitol building just seems to me a campaign stunt that is pointless and is frankly not working because, again, there are even Democratic members of the U.S. Senate who oppose it. Appreciate your call, Ray. Thank you. Meanwhile, there are continuing divisions that are coming up, particularly in some of the debates that are being held, that have gone pretty nasty in Republican primary fights. And this is important because even though I think it's almost a done deal that the Democrats are going to lose control of the House, Republicans are going to gain, what you see over on the Senate side is a problem of very, very divisive and bitter primaries on the Republican side. And particularly some of these debates among the Republican candidates have gotten very nasty. What I think is important to recognize, and this is something that Senator McConnell and Senator Thune, who is the chief Republican whip, he is the number two guy in the Senate, and yes, Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise are the one and two Republicans in the House. One of the things they can try to emphasize is that when you actually listen to some of the nastiness of these debates, and we'll take a listen in just a moment from now, it's not about issues, because conservatives really do not disagree on crucial issues right now. In fact, I do hope that they get together on something that Speaker, soon-to-be Speaker, McCarthy talked about, which is a commitment of principles, like a contract with America. But what are they debating about? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack.
I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
On the Michael Medved show, there's actually a bit of very good news for Republicans who are battling for control of both houses of Congress. Good news provided by the highest court in New York State, which is a surprising source. They declared that a new congressional map violates the state's law against partisan gerrymandering. The New York State Court of Appeals ordered that a court-appointed special master draft replacement lines for this year's critical midterm election. The state's June 28th primary is now expected to be delayed till August. And National Democrats, the New York Times reports, had been counting on the New York congressional maps adopted in February to deliver as many as three new seats this fall and to offset redistricting gains by Republicans across the country. Now, with Democratic gains likely to be erased or at least minimized in New York, Republicans are back on track to make modest gains nationally, easing their path to retaking control of the House of Representatives this fall. Now, when they say modest gains, they mean gains in terms of redistricting, in terms of the reapportionment. Because in most states that are controlled by Republican legislatures, it's Republicans who do it. And Republicans almost surely will gain some seats in Florida based on redistricting and also based on population trends and in Texas. But this turnaround in New York, where they have partisan majorities for Democrats in both the state House and the state Senate and the governorship, having it overturned by a court is a big win for the Republican side. I'll tell you what else is a big win is... There's a report by Natalie Andrews in the Journal that Republicans said they remain firmly behind Kevin McCarthy as they fight to win back control of the House, with many brushing off a series of recordings that showed him wavering in his support of former President Donald Trump after the Capitol riot on January 6th that year. Mr. McCarthy defended himself in a closed-door meeting of the House Republican Conference on Wednesday morning, yesterday. Members gave him a standing ovation, and comments from lawmakers who attended the meeting indicated his tight grip on his conference appears to be holding firm, keeping him in a strong position to be the next Speaker of the House if the GOP seizes the majority this fall. This is simply a distraction by the left trying to drive a wedge in a very unified Republican Party in a very unified conference that we have right here that is clear to the Democrats that we're going to take control. That's a statement by Representative Barry Loudermilk, Republican of Georgia, coming out of the meeting. Look, this is definitely good news. And Can one either be annoyed with McCarthy because he pulled back from some of the things that he said about the January 6th riot, or angry with him that he said those things in the first place? You can be angry with him about anything, but in terms of holding the conference together, the idea that you're going to replace him with another candidate for speaker, that kind of division could harm the entire Republican cause, and good for leader McCarthy in being able to move forward. Now, that's not entirely happening when it comes to Senate races. There's all kinds of difficulties going on with Senate races, particularly in Pennsylvania and Ohio and in Missouri. Senate races where there are incumbent Republican senators and good people, Roy Blunt in Missouri and Rob Portman in Ohio and Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania, they're all retiring. And to hold those seats in Republican hands, which is essential if they're going to win a Senate majority and actually gain ground in the Senate rather than losing ground in the Senate, which would be horrible, they're going to need to come together. And there's this story from AP. A group opposing Donald Trump's endorsement of J.D. Vance in Ohio's contentious Republican Senate primary is making the former president the target of a new ad campaign. The ad from the conservative Club for Growth, which supports former Ohio Treasurer Josh Mandel in the race, questions Trump's decision to endorse Vance, the hillbilly elegy author, who has had to backtrack from previous criticism of the former president. The TV spot from the group Super PAC features audio of Vance bashing Trump back in 2016. This is pointless, and it recalls a primary debate in Ohio where one of the candidates for Senate, one of the two leading candidates right now, Josh Mandel, got in what was almost a fist fight on camera, on stage, over a debate. If this is what it sounded like, tell me if this sounds like a winning strategy to you. Clip 22.
Do you own stock in Chinese Petro?
I personally didn't buy the stock.
You made millions off it, sir.
I don't think I made millions off of anything. I'd love to have made millions off of Chinese Petro. First of all,
Shanghai Shenda and Chinese Petro.
Buying a second, you may not understand this because you've never been in the private. No, you don't.
I do.
You've never been in the private sector in your
life. I've worked.
Watch about
two tours in Iraq. Don't tell me I haven't worked. Don't tell me I haven't worked.
You don't know squat.
It's okay, right?
You don't know squat.
Two tours in Iraq. Don't tell me I haven't worked. You back off.
Come on. Never. That'll happen.
Sit down.
Never.
Watch. Watch.
We'll swear it away with the wrong
dude.
No, you're dealing with the wrong guy. You watch what happens. You watch what happens.
Sit down.
Okay, that is not a winning look for the Republican Party. They both sound like jerks. Don't you think? I mean, can we take it outside or take it off stage or off camera? And then in Pennsylvania, they just had a candidates debate. The two leading candidates there, Dave McCormick, who is maybe running slightly ahead according to most polls, but he's running as Dr. Oz, Mehmet Oz. And they got into it in their debate over the integrity of the 2020 election. This is clip 21A.
We have a tragedy here that most Republican voters in Pennsylvania don't believe in the integrity of the election. And there's all sorts of reasons to worry about it.
I have discussed with President Trump, and we cannot move on. We have to be serious about what happened in 2020, and we won't be able to address that until we can really look under the hood.
Okay, and then they have this about McCormick saying that Oz can't run on his own positions. This is B.
The reason Mehmet keeps talking about President Trump's endorsement is because he can't run on his own positions and his own records. And the problem, doctor, is there's no miracle cure for flip-flopping, and Pennsylvanians are seeing right through your phoniness, and that's what you're dealing with, and that's why you're not taking off in the polls.
Okay, this kind of back and forth In other words, when you say there's no real disagreement on issues that matter, the idea of the 2020 election running on the idea that this actually has to be overturned or undone or basically reviewed as a matter of policy. I mean, when you're dealing with inflation, when you're dealing with a battle of civilizations in Ukraine, when you're dealing with a huge surge in crime, this is one of the things that I think is problematic for Governor DeSantis of Florida, who's a very skillful operator and is actually building up, I think, a great reputation and support for himself for a potential presidential run in 24 or 28, who knows. But the idea that we're going to use police resources now to police voting fraud in Florida, which has been an increasingly reliable Republican state, basically going back to try to re-argue what happened on January 6th to what happened in the election itself, it seems to me is an extraordinarily poor strategy. Also in Ohio, we played a little bit of Ohio. AP reports that a group opposing Donald Trump's endorsement of J.D. Vance, that's the Conservative Club for Growth, which they have the ad showing Vance bashing Trump back in 2016, and then they go on to attack Trump because he endorsed Mitt Romney in 2012. Look, can Republicans manage to work together and maybe concentrate on different approaches, if they have different approaches, to some of the real problems that aren't just inside baseball political brawls that sound just as ugly as that confrontation in Ohio? We deserve better. The GOP deserves better for America to remain this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.